Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
We're at halftime, Emporia State leading the Newman Jets 44-31. Earlier today, the Emporia State Lady Hornets were victorious as they defeated Newman 83-79. First off, Coach Toby Wendt, congratulations on the win.
Gutty performance by our players, you know, especially there in the fourth quarter, Greg, to be able to find a way to dig a little bit deeper and be able to pull out a win against a Newman team that's obviously, you know, give them credit. They played super hard. They really, really went hard for this game. They had players come in and give them great lifts and, you know, great production off the bench. And, you know, so for our guys just to hang in there and find a way to win, you know, I'm proud of our players for that.
What a game for Treasure Jove. She leads you in scoring with 35 points. She leads you in rebounds with 8. She leads the team in assists with 5. And was tied for the team lead with 3 steals. What a game.
Yeah, she played great. You know, we needed it from her. That's the things that we got to have. Actually, I was on her pretty hard the last couple of days of practice, just knowing how Newman likes to play defensively and the things that we felt like that they were going to do, that she was going to have to really, you know, play more offensive-minded, you know, than what she normally does, which, she, you know, obviously she averages 22 a game, but we need even more. We're going to need even more of that. And so I want her to make an effort to be able to, you know, be able to take those threes at the top of the key that she was going to get. That was going to be a big part of it. And then for her to be able to rebound the way she rebounded it, that was very key for us. And then obviously defensively, she's been at the top of the league in steals all year long, so we kind of expect that out of her.
And then Victoria Price comes up with 3 steals. She ends up with 11 points, 3 rebounds. It seems like when you need a steal or a score, she's there to get one for you.
Yeah, Vic made some really big plays there, you know, for sure. I mean, there was a stretch right there where we had to have something because, you know, we were down 7. I think Vic got a big steal and, you know, to be able to cut into that. I think it was an and one that she ended up getting out of it, you know. And so, you know, it was a big play for us. You know, her and Treasure have been playing better during this last 5 games. We won 4 out of the last 5. They've been playing better in that stretch. And it really starts with those two guys for us defensively at the top.
And you also got 13 points from Elena Hartman, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, knocked down a couple of threes. I'd like to see a few more of those go in, but yeah, you'd make 12 threes this afternoon.
Yeah, we need you to play good. I mean, we need Elena to play in the manner that she's trying to, like, go and, you know, go and score. We need a scoring mentality out of her, and, you know, and she played, you know, more in that mindset today, I felt like, and, you know, but that's what we need from her. And then I thought our other guys came in and did what they needed to do, especially late. I thought Katie and Audrey, you know, came in the fourth quarter and gave us a big lift right there. Katie got some really big offensive rebounds for us and obviously hit some big free throws down the stretch. And Audrey, we got a big bucket in there. You know, Faith got a couple threes for us, too, as well, which were big. And I just think all in all, and I thought Sid played a great game, too, as well. I thought all in all, like, everybody, you know, kind of contributed and gave us some really good minutes.
Well, sometimes you can tell how hard a player is playing by the number of fouls they pick up, and she played hard today. Maybe some of them weren't the smartest fouls, but she was playing hard for you.
She most definitely was. I mean, she did a good job. She was kind of bouncing back and forth between the 4-man and the 5-man, but, you know, she hits a couple open threes. She gets 6 rebounds. She has 4 assists, has a couple steals, you know, and so, you know, she does just a good job covering people defensively. So she had a really nice floor game.
And for her, we have to remember it's been a while since she's played the game of basketball for a full season.
Yeah.
This is the first full season she's played it for a while. You can kind of see as it goes along the season, she's starting to gain a little more confidence in her game.
Yeah, most definitely she is. I mean, she obviously, it's, you know, this is it for her. It's going to be her senior year. She's not going to play next year. And so, you know, I think she wants to try to finish it the best she can. You know, we want to try to get to Kansas City. That's a goal for us. And we're kind of right there knocking on the door and making that happen. And we just got to keep trying to chip away one game at a time.
And it came on a night, on a day for Alumni Day, and your present girls show that they have the ability to come back and win a game when the goings are up.
I'm glad they did, because I think our alumni, you know, obviously they're in the stands, they're here watching, so I'm glad those girls, you know, rallied to be able to do that. It'll make our little alumni gathering tonight a whole lot more fun than it would have been had we not done that. But, you know, obviously we're grateful to have such a strong alumni base here. You know, Kyle does a great job putting our alumni game together and organizing that and getting everybody back here for the, you know, for that game. And I know our players and former players enjoy, you know, coming back for it. They had a great game this afternoon. It was 24-24 with about a minute and a half to go down the stretch. And Cassandra Boston Richards hits a three to put them up three. And then Kelly Moten comes down about 50 seconds left. She had a three and just barely missed it. And Cassandra and Allie V's team ended up pulling out the win.
Well, Coach, enjoy the rest of this weekend, and we'll see you Monday on Hornet Talk.
All right, sounds good, Greg. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Emporia State Lady Hornet Coach Toby Wynn joining us at halftime. Again, the Lady Hornets were victorious this afternoon, 83-79 over the Newman Jets. We'll continue with more on our Long Bay Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Shoal Construction does metal roofs. Shoal